All right, so we're taking a look at some of the ways that God communicates with us by starting on some of the ways that God communicates to us. And then we started off with visions, and I mentioned that very often these visions occur in a way that our physical sight is temporarily suspended so that our spiritual sight can be enhanced and we see what's going on in the spiritual realm. We're able to see with the eyes of our spirits. All right. Another way that God communicates to us is in dreams. And generally, a lot of the experts, a lot of the commentators will point out that with the dreams, we are usually asleep. And it is while we are in our sleep that God communicates something to us that he'd like to communicate to us. Now, let me go ahead and give you an example of the dream communication, something that so many are familiar with. This is what we say. This is what we have. Now, listen to this. This is from Matthew chapter 1, and we're talking about the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ. All right, so Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 20. Well, let's so that we get a good backdrop, let's go ahead and start at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, in other words, before they had sexual intercourse with each other, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. So notice, an angel appeared to him in a dream. When he woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. So Joseph was asleep when the Lord communicated to him through this dream. And notice this, because we're talking about the ways that God communicates to us. That's why I said from the beginning that I'm really not going to call this God hearing from God, because I didn't want us to think about I didn't want us to get locked into the notion that the only way God communicates to us is by speaking to us. No, listen to this now again. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. It wasn't the Lord who appeared to him in a dream. An angel appeared to Joseph in the dream. And the angel is the one who actually conveyed God's message to Joseph in the dream. And we know that Joseph was asleep when the dream occurred because verse 24 says, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. And notice, we're in the New Testament now. So two things I want you to be aware of. He did what the angel of the Lord told him simply because that's what's grammatically correct in this case. Remember, in verse 20, we're not told the angel of the Lord appeared to him. We're told an angel of the Lord appeared to him. And the word "and" is an indefinite article. And so this is not the same as a lot of the Old Testament situations where from the very beginning to the very end, we're told the angel of the Lord, the being a very definite article, meaning there's a very specific one. So an angel of the Lord appeared to him. He did what the angel of the Lord told him. He could have said, he could have written, he did what that angel of the Lord told him to do. That wouldn't have been as friendly as saying the angel of the Lord, but he's referring to the same one addressed as an angel of the Lord in verse 20. In other words, he did not hear from pre-incarnate Jesus. I know a lot of you know that I've shared with you before, when you read in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord, you're reading about Jesus before he was made flesh. You read the angel of the Lord in verse 24, but it's referring to an angel of the Lord written about in verse 20. So the main point I want you to get, though, is this. God conveyed through an angel in a dream while Joseph was asleep what he wanted Joseph to know. Now let's take a look at reference to a vision. And let's go to Genesis chapter 15 and begin at verse 1. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Get that now. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Of course, when we say Abram, we are definitely referring to Abraham before the name change. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. This conversation took place immediately after Abram had gone out and rescued his nephew Lot and Lot's family and all that Lot owned, all the animals, etc., from some kings who had taken them hostage during a war. Abram went and recovered all. And God said to him, in a vision, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. We'll take a look at that next time and get a fuller idea of what was going on in that conversation. But note that we're taking a look at how we communicate with God, how God communicates with us. And this is all about developing our relationships.